Life in Ivory Coast's main city of Abidjan was slowly returning to normal on Wednesday, despite continued violence in some neighbourhoods 2 days after the capture of former leader Laurent Gbagbo. Charles Collins reports.
Following a drawn-out conflict that has killed scores of people and left Ivory Coast's once thriving economy in tatters, shop owners and taxi drivers ventured out on Wednesday in a bid to get back to normal and get back to business. But although services such as electricity and running water have been restored in most of the main city of Abidjan after 10 days of fierce fighting, there is still a lack of security. Since the arrest of Laurent Gbagbo on Monday, which ended the power struggle with presidential rival Alassane Ouattara, violence has continued in some neighborhoods. Bishop George Biguzi from the neighboring country of Sierra Leone has been monitoring events in Ivory Coast. He says there still appears to be a lack of control.
Some of the sisters of Mission of Charity, Mother Teresa, who have their regional superior resident in Abidjan. And they told me that from their sisters have heard that still there's a lot of insecurity in the city, so much so that the sisters are not able to move out of the house. And they are running out of supplies and necessary things. So that would indicate that the situation is still not under control.
There have also been reports of reprisal killings, and it's suspected that Gbagbo supporters are still being rounded up in cities and villages, especially in the west of the country. Bishop Biguzi says there needs to be accountability on both sides.
I think that everyone responsible for crimes is called to answer.
As uncertainty for the people of Ivory Coast remains, the EU, France, and the World Bank are pledging financial aid to restore stability, rebuild a shattered economy, and repair badly damaged infrastructure. I'm Charles Collins.